To the Lord be the thanks and praise for the precious songs which we could hear, for His grace that we can be again gathered in His presence. And we are welcoming you once again. We wish you God's blessing. Also all those who are joining us online, who are having part in the moving of God. We of course have been blessed last night in a special way by the living and holy Word of God. And our faith is becoming stronger and stronger, and we rejoice that the Lord is still speaking to us and that He is still giving us a hunger to hear His Word. This morning we want to praise and glorify His name by starting with song number 14, Showers of Blessing, number 14. This was a song which was... Amen. May the Lord really give it to us this morning. We also sing number 29, A Wonderful Savior, Jesus is Mine. 29.
Yeah.
Thank you. Praise and thanks be to the Lord. Also, we have a rock, brothers and sisters, in which we are safe, in which we find protection. And from this rock comes forth the living water, and this we may drink for our thirst, also this morning. And for the word of introduction, I would like to read as a word from Isaiah 55, a well-known word to all of us. Isaiah chapter 55, from the beginning. Isaiah 55, from verse 1. O everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that has no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk, without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and you labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. For I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Yes, brothers and sisters, I believe also this morning the Lord has prepared something precious for us, but he wants to have our ear, our inner ear, our ear of the heart. We want to hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. It is written, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. This special ear of the Spirit the Lord must give to us. We must hearken to his voice. And we have sung of the showers of blessing. And right in verse 10, it's written, verse 10, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so likewise shall my word be that goeth forth of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. Today, the word will bring to pass for what God has sent it for. Let us tune in with all our hearts, and the Lord will bless us. We stand up for prayer, and we want to ask the Lord for his blessing. Almighty God, Creator of the heaven and the earth, we are approaching your throne of grace in the precious name of Jesus Christ, and we ask you, Lord, open the windows of heaven and let your rain of blessing come down unto the seed which we received, upon the everlasting word which was planted in our hearts. Faithful Lord, bless and anoint your servant. Lay your words into his mouth. Speak to us and to your people. Speak to all the earth, so that all might know your counsel and your thoughts, namely that what you prepared for us. Lord, this morning we are hungry and thirsty after you. Our soul thirsts for you, the living God. O Lord, send the showers of blessing upon your people, upon your children. You are our rock. Lord, to you we are coming, and we ask you, bless each one of us. help where is sickness, help where is trouble. Make all things well, Lord, for the glory of thy name. Be with all our brothers and sisters, near and far. Lord, your name be praised and glorified. We thank you, Lord, that you did it already. You accomplished it already. To you be the praise and worship and glory to your wonderful holy name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. We sing now, Only Believe. You may be seated. Then we ask Brother Jean-Claude to come to the front with his group. And afterward, Sister Janina. Janina comes to the group. Okay. Let us sing Only Believe. I believe all of us have learned so much the French language that we know what is being sung here. The Lord is returning. The Lord will return. We are gathered internationally, and I thank with all my heart to my brothers who are translating into all the languages. I thank all from the various countries and tongues who have patience with us. And the word which is preached in the German language, that they receive it as it is preached in their language. In the book of Acts, there were 17 different nations gathered when the outpouring of the Spirit took place. I'm asking myself, how many will be gathered when the last outpouring, when the latter rain will fall? My eyes are looking to Zechariah, chapter 10. Zechariah, chapter 10. Here it's written, verse 1, "Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to every one grass in the field." It became really great to me. "Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain." Not before, but when the time has come for it. And when we can say of an assurance of faith, now it is happening because God promised it for this time. And Brother Branham, he mentioned the latter rain 36 times. He just spoke about it, namely that the Lord before the rapture will once again pour out His Spirit. And the seed which was sown will come up, and at the same time it will take place, that the sowing will take place, and that it comes up, and that it can be harvested. At the end of the time of grace, both will happen at the same time. The word is being sown as the seed, it is received, it falls on the fruitful ground, and the showers of blessing comes upon us, and the ripe fruit is harvested. With God, all things are possible. He speaks one word, and it happens. And so, we thank the Lord that He has spoken, and that it has happened. Last night, we had greetings of 42 greetings and emails. Today, a couple more, which are added. Brother Schilzong has phoned, and especially Brother Trapani, our sister Trapani, had a very difficult operation. And behold, God is merciful, and the healing process is making progress. We are just grateful, and again grateful. Then we have Brother Joseph from Kinshasa is sending greetings. Brother Mwamba is sending greetings. And one special greeting from Brother Merle. Two operations he had to suffer. And the doctors they had no hope anymore. And behold, he just phoned me in the office, and the Lord has given grace, and everything he turned to the good. Then we have greetings from Brother Wallström from Denmark. Greetings from Brother Trump from South Africa. Greetings from Brother Ngonga. Greetings from Brother Dr. Mbie. Greetings from Durban, from Port Elizabeth, in all of South Africa. The brethren and the churches are also joined with us. Greetings from Brother Umbar. Greetings from Brother Uberto. Greetings from Brother Savari. Greetings from Brother Florentine. Greetings from Canada. Greetings from Africa. All are sending greetings. And also we are greeting from this place. And today especially our dear brothers and sisters in New Zealand, in Australia, there where the day is already coming to its end. And with us it just started. But all are joined with us in the Lord. Yesterday, I gave you already a short report about my last missionary trip. In the 8 meetings, God has really done great things. And the most important, Brother Lukram did. He printed 1,000 copies there so that we could hand out the DVDs. And all who had interest, we could give them to them. Also, my brochure, he copied 1,000 copies very quickly, and he distributed them so that all who were spoken to by God, that they now have the connection and that they can be looked after, receiving the literature and also the DVDs, to by this be up to date in the kingdom of God. It's always important that the word is not only being preached, but that it accomplishes for what it was sent for, as we read it in the word of introduction. We are just grateful for all the connections which God has given, and for the open doors and open hearts. As I said last night, Methodist churches, Baptist churches, charismatics. Although some things I didn't like, especially in the charismatic meeting, but God, everywhere he has individuals whom he wants to call out. And therefore, we just bear with all what is going on before we can preach. And before we can let God speak. And then we give to the people what the Lord has ordained for our time. Everything is one, just grace. And in particular, and this our brother Tati, perhaps you stand up, brother Tati, so that all know who you are. Brother Tati from Brussels. This is our brother Tati. With him, tomorrow morning, I will start the journey to Africa, God willing. And such a full program which the brothers planned there, I didn't experience in my past 50 years. Every day, 3, 4, 5 obligations, meetings, flights, ministers' meetings, and all kinds of things. This is now in the program. God alone knows how it will be and how it shall be. Up to today, he has given me the strength, and we really could carry the word. And the same what we are doing for Africa and Asia, we have for China, from Mongolia, we could also make for Thailand, that we just take care that all can buy the equipment to listen and watch live and to experience what God is doing in this time. And as we said many times, the last message must reach the ends of the earth, and this in all peoples and tongues. Even our brothers in the various countries are translating into their native language to them who cannot speak and understand English, so that in the various native language the word and the sermons are translated, and so that all can listen and hear and receive. We are grateful for our brothers who are translating simultaneously into 12 different languages, which can be heard worldwide. And the English is just the main, has become the main language, although the French speaking don't like it so much. But it's just like that. But French has remained the diplomatic language internationally. But concerning the proclamation, the English language has become the main language. I just have to say, when I preach the word in the English language, then there is a special dynamic behind it. Perhaps because I listened to all the sermons of Brother Branham in the English language, and I just got the things by God, and I can just pass them on. Now, concerning the events in Israel and the surroundings, there many things could be said. The best is one just says little or nothing, so that we don't receive damage. One has to pay attention how things are said. But here the World Council of Churches decided something. They had a conference in the Lebanon, and there the declaration was given that Israel should stop with the taking away of things, with the occupation of the foreign country, and so forth. And officially, publicly, Israel is judged because it persecutes the Christians and the Muslims, and so forth. It is unbelievable what the World Council of Churches has given there as a declaration. Yesterday, we were reading that the Lord will gather His people into their land, has gathered, and God had the right to give the countries to the different nations. God, of course, can do it. And also, in the natural, God gave to His people a small piece of land, the tiniest country which exists on the earth. Only the country of the Vatican is smaller than Israel. But Israel is the smallest country on the earth. And all of the surrounding Arabic world is 990 times larger than the tiny Israel. All, of course, would have space. Millions would have space in all of the Arabic world who are surrounding Israel. And they could rejoice there. But no, it's about Israel. Why? Because it's the land which God has chosen. It's against Israel. Because it's the people whom God has chosen. And then it's against the church. Because the church was chosen by God. And the last persecution will not come upon the Baptists and Methodists and upon all the various denominations, which in the past centuries experienced their existence. The last persecution will come upon them who now at the end of the time of grace have taken their stand for God, for God's word, who returned to the true faith as we looked at yesterday, namely that the faith is a certain confidence that we know it's unchangeable what God promised. And he is watching over his word to fulfill it. Let us just leave everything to God. It just hurts what the boss of the Palestinians announced. The most terrible what could happen would be that the temple would be built. And then came the declaration upon the temple mount, only Allah can receive the honor and no one else. But the temple mount is of course not the temple mount of Allah. The temple mount is the temple mount of God, the Lord. The word they are using, temple mount. But then they should go back where the temple and why the temple, upon which command the temple was built. And then we read in the book of Revelation 11 that the temple what was built and that it was measured. And that just that the outer court was given to the Gentiles. God's word will come to fulfillment. When the hour has come, then the people can say what they like. They can make demonstrations, they can do everything. But God is watching over his word. And when the second part of the promise from Malachi 3 verse 1 has come to fulfillment, the Lord will come to his temple, the angel of the covenant whom you desire. And then Revelation 10, the angel of the covenant comes with a rainbow over his head, comes down, puts one foot upon land and sea. This will happen as sure and as certain, just as God's word has said it. Every interpretation is against God's reality and against God's fulfillment, which God will give also with Israel. Now, what really hurts me, I must also say it, on our Israel trips, we were many times on Mount Zion. There, in the upper room, where the first outpouring of the Holy Spirit took place, we were there, and the Last Supper has taken place there. There, the Catholic Church wants to build a small chapel so that all the Catholics' pilgrims can be there. And this is just such a pain. My prayer just goes to it, for it, that it will not happen anymore. Although it's written in the treaty, it's written in the contract, but that it doesn't happen in reality, that it's just it will just be in the contract, but it may not happen in reality. Mount Zion is to the Lord. And upon Mount Zion, the 144,000 will appear. May God just lead it that way. That's how it is in my heart. And with God, all things are possible. People can make a contract, but that, whether that, what is written in the contract will happen, this God still decides. He will just permit, he will only permit as it is necessary. And then he will intervene and he will have the last word. We have confidence to our God. So, ask ye the Lord, rain in the time of the latter rain. Just one more scripture. From that, what James has written. It's of course very powerful how the men of God, one after the other, has written down the things which God has dictated them and revealed to them. James, chapter 5, verse 7. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the return of the Lord. Behold, the farmer waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and has long patience for it, until it receive the early and latter rain. And then Brother Branham says, in these 36 times, one time he says, with emphasis, he says, at the end, the former and the latter rain will fall at the same time. Both will take place, the sowing and harvesting. And then when I think on Matthew 13, that the Lord, before the return, he will take out all offenses out of his kingdom. All the offenses. Namely, that in the church of the called out ones, that there's no spirit of deception anymore. No interpretation. Nothing. But nothing is to be found there. But only the true and holy word. And the church has become the word bride. As sure as Eve was taken out from Adam and was given back to him, so sure the side of our Lord was opened on the cross. The blood of the new covenant was shed, and the bride of the Lamb was redeemed. Flesh of his flesh, bone of his bone. Just as he is, so we will be. And it's of course written in 1 John chapter 3. It doesn't yet appear what we shall be, but when he shall appear, then we will be like him. For we will see him just as he is. Brothers and sisters, how will it be when we as the redeemed, as the pardoned ones, we have been counted worthy to be the bride of the Lamb? This is the highest calling which was from eternity to eternity. The highest calling there was. Namely, that we can take part in the marriage supper of the Lamb. Because we in this time have received by faith what God promised for us, and that we got it revealed by the Spirit, and we have been taught by God, and we were brought up to date in the kingdom of God. Everything is grace which God has given to us. And God speaks even today I will be merciful unto him. I will have mercy upon whom I have mercy, and I have compassion upon whom I have compassion. And it still applies what Moses has said in Exodus 33. If I have found grace in thy sight, then let me know thy ways, so that by it I recognize that I really found grace before your eyes. Is this not our prayer? If we found grace before God, then we want to recognize and know the way which God is now leading us. And as written in the Old Testament, that the Lord, in the pillar of cloud, in the pillar of light, he walked before his people of Israel to show them, to illuminate to them the way unto which they had to walk. Why did the Lord come down in our time? Why did he manifest himself in the pillar of fire, in the pillar of cloud? Why? To confirm that he lets us know his way with the church in our time. That he not only shows us this way, but that he really fully illuminates it to us, so that we don't walk in uncertainty, but that we could recognize the way of the Lord, and so that we can walk together with him in obedience of faith. Why did the angel of the Lord told Brother Branham on the 7th of May, as Moses were given two signs, so you are also given two signs? We don't want to go here into details of the commission, but every servant of God knew exactly for what the Lord ordained him, what belongs to his commission, what he had to do. There was not a single copy. Every man of God had his special commission in the kingdom of God, in connection to that what God planned, and in connection what he also did. In the same way it was with Paul. He had his special task, commission. If we look to James, just take the epistles of the apostles. Every epistle has a special subject. And when we take all these subjects together, all these letters, then we have an overall insight into the plan of salvation, into the teaching, into the doctrine of the New Testament church, into that what God has done from the beginning. And if we then go to the book of Revelation, when John was banned on the Isle of Patmos, why? Why? For the sake of the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Just imagine a banning, a judging, a sentencing upon the Isle of Patmos he was brought. Naturally speaking, it was very bad. And one could ask, had it to be? Yes, it had to be. God only permits things what is in his will. And there, on the Isle of Patmos, all the things were revealed to him in the 22 chapters, which are written in the 22 chapters. And we're just grateful, and again grateful, for the indescribable grace that everything, doesn't matter where it is written, that we can understand everything rightly. Namely, that the Lord opened our understanding for the scripture. I also remember 1981, I was on the Isle of Patmos, walking up and down. I was in the city of Athens. There in the Pentecostal church, I was preaching. But my main request was from the harbor Piraeus, just shipping through the whole Aegeus, to then be on the Isle of Patmos, walking up and down to weep, to pray, to believe. And finally I said, Lord, no prophet is here anymore. John is no more here. Brother Branham is no more here. But you are present. Reveal unto me your word as you revealed it to John. And I tell you, I read the 22 chapters and there came light. It was revealed. It was just wonderful. One really has to experience these things personally. All of us, brothers and sisters, you don't have to go to the Isle of Patmos. No, you can remain here. And the same word which God revealed to John and through Brother Branham, it was again put upon the candlestick. The same word God revealed to us in all the details. We can just be grateful, glorifying the name of the Lord. Let us go briefly to the word observation from 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Here I would like to read a couple of verses. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Here it says, from verse 3, 2 Corinthians 3, from verse 3. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. Not in tablets of stone, but in fleshy tablets of the heart. You believers, you who you received the word, and you have heard it, you have read it. And you are an epistle of Christ, not an epistle of the apostle, not a fruit of the apostle, but of the ministry which God has given for to call out the church. That it can be written into the church. Everything what God promised, everything what He promised to the church is fulfilled in the church. Also today, we are an epistle of Christ. Not a result of Brother Branham or a result of any servant. God gives His glory to no one else. We are grateful for everything. Yes, for everyone whom the Lord could use in a special way. But all the servants of God had only one task: to bring the people of God into connection with God. Not to blow His own trumpet, but rather to prepare the way for the Lord so that the church can be connected and joined with God. And this happened also in our time. Then in verse 6, 2 Corinthians 3, verse 6, the wonderful words, who also has made us able ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. The letter of the word all have, but the revelation by the Spirit have only the true children of God. In all the denominations, they can read what is written in the Old and New Testament, and all make their own doctrines and interpretations out of it. But the church of the living God is built and based upon revelation. Flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father who is in heaven. And then comes the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God has revealed to John, his servant, to show unto all the servants of God the same revelation, so that we today can preach the same what was shown at that time and what was revealed at that time. So, as the ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, and we believe with all our hearts that it has taken place in this way. And then we have the wonderful hints here in the Epistle of the Corinthians, namely that the veil can only be taken away in Christ. And especially in the thoughts to the chosen people of Israel. Also now Netanyahu. All are just reading. They're going to the wailing wall. How they are praying with all their hearts, with all their souls. And nevertheless, the veil of Moses is still upon them. As written here in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, from verse 12, it's reported up to the climax in verse 16, 2 Corinthians 3, verse 16. Nevertheless, when Israel is turned to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Conversion is just necessary, namely the conversion to the Lord. Not a turning to Judaism, not a turning to Christianity, a conversion to the Lord. He has given us the salvation. And this is the big trouble. Also in the people of Israel. All are treated from all sides. 31 different messianic and charismatic churches, and all want that they're all coming to them. And no one of them agrees with the Bible. And all 31, just imagine, all 31 are Trinity people. And right, this is the point. Israel can and may only believe in one single God, besides whom there is no other. This is the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. One God from eternity to eternity. But this one God, of course, revealed himself in a manifold way. He is creator, he is savior, he is healer, he is all in all. Even in heaven as Father, on the earth in the Son, and in us by the Holy Spirit. He can at the same time reveal himself in heaven and on the earth. And still he remains the same and only true God from eternity to eternity. And therefore, we are also happy that the people of Israel has a hope to the right conversion, turning to the Lord. Because in Zechariah 4, it speaks of it, that the two olive trees are standing beside the seven golden lampstands, the two anointed ones, which are then mentioned and shown in Revelation 11, that they will prophesy 3.5 years doing their ministry. Bible prophecy of the Old and of the New Testament, they agree in a harmony. But now, in particular, also that the true faith is connected with obedience, and that the true faith finds the confirmation only by obedience. Abraham believed God, and when he was commanded to sacrifice his son Isaac, about whom was given the promise, "In thee all kindreds of the earth shall be blessed." And behold, Abraham should now sacrifice him. But Abraham said to his servants, he said in Genesis 22, "You remain here, my son and I, we go to worship now, and we will return again." Not "I will return," we will return. Abraham knew that God promised the blessing. And he thought, even I sacrifice him, then God will raise him from the dead, and we will return both. So, faith was confirmed by obedience. And so we see it in particular in the Epistle of John, how he emphasized the victory of the faith, namely that the faith is our victory, which the Lord has given to us by his grace. Let us read 1 John chapter 4, and here verse 4. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." The overcomers, they have overcome everything. They have overcome everything what is not in agreement with God and his word. The anti-Christian doctrine, we have it here in the first three verses. We have it here precisely of what's all about. What was it about then and today? And then the addressing to the true children of God. "Ye are of God, little children." Here we have the word "little children." God as father, he has taken the responsibility for his children. And as the Son of God was born, and as he had the relationship, he could say, "I ascend to my Father and to your Father, to my God and to your God." Although he revealed himself as Son, yet he remained Emmanuel. It just had to be this way, so that everything what belongs to the plan of salvation to our God, for our God, that it also takes place. And so that the redemption can be done in all the realms as it was announced in the Old Testament. Ye are of God, little children. Then verse 6, it says, the man of God had the courage and wrote, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Two spirits are at work, and the spirit of error is so religious, really, so religious. And all the imitations and interpretations are so close to the original that if it were possible, even the elect would be deceived. But thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. He who is born of God and who is led by the Spirit of God and who has received the life of God in himself, he is being led by the Spirit of truth and penetrated by the Word. He will not give any room to the spirit of error. He will not listen to any interpretation. He will not mix anything. But he will be holy for the glory of the Lord. So, all these words, they have such a power. Do you receive them? Here it's written, ye little children. So, all you are here today, all who are listening now worldwide, if ye have been born again unto a living hope by the seed of the Word of God and by the Spirit of God, then ye are children of God. You are no hybrid. You are children of God. And all of us who we could experience this already, and all who will experience it today and who will take it to home, please believe today. Believe that God ordained it for you in this way, that you now, that you are now making up, that you receive the seed of the Word now, and that the seed comes up in you. And that you are born again unto a living hope, as sure as Jesus Christ rose from the dead. And as he cried out, I live, and ye shall live also. As children of God, we have the divine right only to receive and accept what comes from God. The spirit of error has no chance with us. This which we don't say just of being puffed up. This we say out of gratefulness toward God, that we have taken our stand and forever we will remain in the Word of God, and we will give glory and honor to the Lord for it. So there's both the spirit of truth, which leads into all the truth, and there is the spirit of error. Also, within the last message, there's both the spirit of truth, who really leads into all the truth, without that we make any efforts, and the spirit of error, which really goes around in a religious fantasy. So we are really grateful that the Lord has given us reverence for His Word, and that also what Brother Branham has said, that we take everything back into the Word, so that we have the absolute of the Word of God. I read it up. Perhaps this note is now understood in the right way. When Brother Branham spoke about the very important subject of the rapture, he read Psalms 27 for the introduction. But Psalms 27 has no connection at all to the subject rapture or of the return of the Lord. But then he connects this word with that what belongs to the subject. And let me say this out of gratefulness. Also, the ministry of John the Baptist could only be placed in the four Gospels after this ministry happened. And everything what has happened with our beloved Lord, starting from his birth up to his ascension, could only be written after everything took place. The same, the book of Acts could only be written after the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Because from that moment on, it was no promise anymore. It became reality. The promise found fulfillment. No single epistle could have been written if there would not have been local churches. Only then, Paul and Peter, the apostles, could write the epistles to the churches. The same it is now. Never before it was possible as now to place the ministry of Brother Branham biblically, really biblical, from A to Z, to place it and to thank God with all our hearts for it. But here's the problem. Here is the trouble which many have. One has to read the 1,200 sermons. One has to know what he said here and there, what he said in which connection. For instance, when he was preaching in a Pentecostal church, who were just saying that when they speak in tongues, then everything is in order with God. And then Brother Branham was speaking against the women, painting their faces and short. And then the prophet says, speaking in tongues is not a sign that you are saved. You are just anointed in the second realm, in the soul, you are not even born again. But then when he preaches in Jeffersonville to his own church, and when he emphasizes the spirit baptism, I myself spoke in tongues. And he almost didn't finish it. Then comes a speaking in tongues in his own home church. So one has to know exactly when did he say what, in which connection did he say it, who was there. This is just the grace which the Lord has given to me. He just gave it to me by His grace to find out Just be honest. When we read that, what the Lord said to the scribes and Pharisees 9 times in a row, ye Pharisees, ye scribes, ye hypocrites. And then really, he said what had to be said. But when he spoke to the multitude, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest unto your souls. Then he speaks to the hearts who are ready to receive the word. Straight is the gate and narrow the way which leads to life. And there are just a few who find it. Just enter through the narrow gate, the straight gate, and you will find rest for your soul. It's very important in which connection it was said. What was meant? Also this, I looked it up in the Word of God. And in the circular, I will mention it. The Lamb. The Lamb opened the seals. Shall we read the 3 scriptures where it speaks of the harps and of the singing in the Word of God? Yes, in the book of Revelation. And then we remember the first place is here in Revelation chapter 5. In verse 9. But just remember. Yesterday we had a harp here. Here in front, there was a harp. And the harp, really, of all the instruments, it has something. It has something very harmonious. One can really deepen ourselves into the song. And it was David who was playing on the harp. And so the demons were fleeing from Saul. They could not just stand it. He was singing in the spirit. He was playing on the harp. And the blessing, the deliverance was manifested. So it's written here of singing, and it's written of the harp. As written in Revelation 5, firstly, as we read yesterday, verse 7 and 8, and then in verse 9, referring to the 24 elders, and they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. This is the fulfilled promise. And let it be said here. Always, when a special part of the plan of salvation is spoken of, then a special connection of our Lord to his plan of salvation is shown as the Lamb of God. As the Lamb of God, he has given his life. The first sacrifice in the Garden of Eden were 2 lambs, so that the Lord God could clothe Adam and Eve with skins. The first sacrifice which Abel sacrificed was a lamb. And because Satan misused the serpent, the most terrible animal, so God took the most wonderful animal as the comparison, as the Lamb of God. As the Lamb of God, which would take away the sins of the world. Therefore, when it speaks of the marriage supper, then it doesn't speak of the priests or high priests, not of mediators, not of king. Then it speaks of the Lamb of God for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. John said, "Behold, this is the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world." So our connection to God was established by the blood of the Lamb, and therefore we are the bride of the Lamb. Every term has its place as mediator of the new covenant. Our Lord is described. He is described as the high priest who entered with his own blood into the Holy of Holies. He is described as a son of man, a son of God, a son of Abraham, a son of David. But in connection with the bride, church, in connection with the redemption by the blood of the Lamb, we just have to receive and accept by faith that we were redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and have become the bride of the Lamb by the blood. And we will be with him for all eternity. And the 24 elders who represent the Old and the New Testament, the 12 fathers and the 12 apostles, and they were singing the song, "The plan of salvation of our God," could already be described in advance, as if everything happened already. In Revelation 19, the marriage of the Lamb has come. His bride has made herself ready, and to her was granted to be arrayed in white linen. John described everything as it happened already. With God, there's only presence. What he did in the past and what he will do in the future, everything, it will always be present. And God, what would happen at the end, he could write already at the beginning, because he decides both. He is the author and he is the finisher of our faith. And he knows exactly he who is now part of it. And as we read, "Ye children are of God, and we as the preachers are also of God, and all who are of God hear the words of God, and thereby ye recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." God has given us the grace that only the spirit of truth and the word of truth is being preached at this place. And God the Lord will give grace to it, that all of us, we will be completed in such a way that we can stand before him. Then, in Revelation 14, this is also a very powerful scripture. And here, our Lord is shown as the Lamb again. Revelation 14, here we read from verse 1. "And I looked, and lo, a Lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his Father's name written in their foreheads." There will be both Emmanuel and Yahshua. And here we read in verse 2, "And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. Verse 3, and they sung as, it's written in the past tense, and they sung as it were a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and before the elders. And no man could learn that song, but only the 144,000. Which were redeemed from the earth. All of us, we know who is meant by it. Revelation 7 from verse 1. That God from the 12 tribes, he will call out his people. But the nicest place is of course in Revelation chapter 15. Revelation chapter 15. And here we read from verse 1. And I saw another sign in heaven. Great and marvelous. Seven angels having the seven last plagues. For in them is filled up the wrath of God. And now comes that. What we want to emphasize. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having the harps of God in their hands. And they sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Here the Lord was about to start his millennial reign. And here we read that not only the 24 elders, but all will take their harps and will play, giving glory to the Lord God. And did you notice? It speaks here of the song of Moses, song of Moses and the song of Lamb. And then comes one and the same text, not two songs, not two texts. Then comes one and the same text. Let us read it once again. Lord Almighty God, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Perhaps one should Lord God Almighty, Old and New Testament belong together. In the Old Testament, they believed that the Redeemer would come. In the New Testament, we believe that he has come. The redemption, he finished it. And together with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, together with all the completed saints of the Old and New Testament, we will be with the Lord, just as he promised it. at the Lord's Supper, he promised, I will not drink henceforth from the fruit of the vine anymore until that I drink it anew in the kingdom of my Father. Blessed are they who are invited for the marriage of the Lamb. Blessed are all who accept this invitation. And in particular, all you who you have dedicated your lives to the Lord, please read Ephesians chapter 4. And don't forget to read what is written in chapter 1. Also, this is very important. Just briefly, one verse, just briefly. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9. Ephesians 1, verse 9. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself. According to his good pleasure. We were not asking for it. He did it out of his good pleasure. Then chapter 3. Chapter 3. Verse 3 and 4. How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby, when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Also to this we can say Amen. That what belongs to the plan of salvation of our God was not yet so clear, was not yet revealed in such a way as in our time. And then, dear brothers and sisters, in chapter 3, verse 11, it says, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, and then the admonition in chapter 4, verse 3, chapter 4, verse 3, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. You are one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. But now comes the admonition. Which everyone should read at home. One could read in chapter 4, verse 17. One could read on up to verse 24. In verse 22 first. In verse 22 it says, Ephesians 4, 22, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. This Paul writes to the churches, to those, to them who were chosen before the foundation of the world, who recognized the mystery of Christ, to whom was preached the full gospel, that all who received this divine calling and predestination, that they feel where they have to put off things, namely what belongs to the world, what belongs to the old man. And here we think especially on our youth, what kind of dangers they are exposed. Already the children, what is being said to them in schools, what kind of lessons are given there. I don't even want to mention things here. Just recently there came a phone call. May I send my daughter there? Yes. And then comes the trouble. What are they speaking of in schools? From the school, mankind is pulled into perdition, away from the grace, away from the word. And behold, in the midst of all this falling away, in the midst of all this falling away of his word, where governments are deciding things, that a couple of men can be like a marriage. One cannot even think about these things. God ordained marriage. God ordained the family. This is the will of God. And Paul has written it time and again. Let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have his own husband. Yes, that's how it is written. It's also written what God has said about when a man and a man comes together. One just has to read God's word. I can really say it with a sincere heart. Up to now, I never have heard of any case within the message where a man and a man would be together. Not a single case I've heard. But the admonition is addressed really to all them who have dedicated their lives to the Lord, who have difficulties, who are coming into troubles. And here one has to mention, even TVs are good for some reports. In my living room there's no TV. I don't need anyone. But it's just like that. It's here. Important is that our young people can distinguish, this serves for my profession, but this leads to my perdition. That they know exactly when they have to switch on and when they switch off, where they can have part in to this program, to the programs which are on the TV. And here we have the admonition. That you put off the former conversation, the former conduct, everything what belongs to the old man, put it off, which is corrupt according to his deceitful lusts. This is a fact. All who turn away from God, they go to perdition. We have a special case here, to which I could mention, from the German capital. It's really you can weep in the moment where people are opening themselves to the program of the enemy. There's nothing but perdition, nothing but havoc. Please, especially addressed to the young people, switch on, switch off, switch off. May God give you the grace to know where to switch on and where to switch off, where what can be watched and what cannot be watched, what can be heard and what cannot be heard. Because everything has an effect on you. So, today we promise the Lord, Lord, I surrender my life to you. I surrender my life into death. I'm crucified together with you. Now I live no more. Live thy life through me. And as written here, that ye be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which is after God, created in righteousness and in true holiness. The new man is unrebukable, unblameable, created in the image of God, sons and daughters of God, led by the Holy Spirit. We received the new life by His grace, and everything what belongs to the old man, we want to put off. And every believer knows where he cannot stand before God. Every believer knows when he hears something or when he watches something, whether he can hear and watch it. Every believer knows it. And therefore, brothers and sisters, we want to take these things to heart. We want to put off the old man. And we say, Lord, I surrender my life to you. Receive me just as I am. And God will bless us. In the summary, we can say, God has given to us the Spirit of truth, which leads into all the truth. And we have heard the Word of God crystal clear. And this word will call out a bride which is washed in the blood of the Lamb, which received the new life from God, believing every word of God. As we read yesterday from Hebrews 11, faith is the substance. Being convinced, being absolutely convinced of that what we cannot see yet, but which what God promised to us. We know that He is watching over His word to fulfill it. And when your heart is opened to His word, then He's watching over us. He's watching over you and me, who we are now carrying His promises. We are carriers of the promises, and the promises are carrying us into the fulfillment, as sure as God has given promises, and as sure as we believe them with all our hearts. This is the full gospel. This is the full salvation. Let us be happy and thankful. And let us thank the Lord, giving Him the glory. Amen. Let us stand up. And together we will sing. And then I will ask how many would like to dedicate their lives to the Lord. Perhaps our two sisters have a fitting song. There can also be a baptism. If we have brothers and sisters in our midst who would like to be baptized, it can happen right after the service. May I ask who would like to be baptized? Do we have some here? Today, I see no one. The last time, I have said, if this time are not a few, then we are waiting until the next time. But we can have a baptism anyway, whether there are two or three. There can be a baptism right after this service.
Der Ruf erschallt ringsend es laut, ein neuer Tag bricht an. Mancher ohne Kraft vom Feind ward weggerafft. Hast du auch oft nach neuer Kraft mit Sehnsucht ausgeschaut? Hör jetzt die frohe Kunde, rings um uns tönt sie laut. Es ist kein Geheimnis, was Gott jetzt tut. Was er tat für andere, gibt auch dir Mut. Er gibt und heilet durch Jesu Blut. Es ist kein Geheimnis, was Gott jetzt tut. Nicht länger Nacht, weil Jesu Macht aufs Neu wird offenbar. Freu dich immer da, bald naht das Jubeljahr. Frisch keine Macht der Welt mit dir ist, Jesus Gottes Wort. Glaubt nur an die Verheißung und geh nicht zweifelnd fort. Es ist kein Geheimnis, was Gott jetzt tut. Was er tat für andere, gibt auch dir Mut. Vergibt und heilet durch Jesu Blut. Es ist kein Geheimnis, was Gott jetzt tut. Bald kommt die Zeit, wo ausgekämpft der lange, schwere Streit. Alle, die bereit, gehen dann zur Herrlichkeit. Doch jetzt im letzten Geisteswind steh auf, du Streiter her. Erheb das Siegesbanner, mit uns ist Gott der Herr. Es ist kein Geheimnis, was Gott jetzt tut.
Amen.
Was er tat für andere, gibt auch dir Mut. Vergibt und heilet durch Jesu Blut. Es ist kein Geheimnis, was Gott jetzt tut. Es ist kein Geheimnis, was Gott jetzt tut. Was er tat für andere, gibt auch dir Mut. Vergibt und heilet durch Jesu Blut. Es ist kein Geheimnis, was Gott jetzt tut.
Amen.
Amen. And especially when we may experience it, that He's doing it in us. And it's always fulfilled, the same word is fulfilled. God does nothing. God does nothing unless He revealeth His secret unto His servants, the prophets. And in this prophetic message, the mystery of Christ and with the church was really revealed to us and preached to us. And we thankfully received and accepted it. Now we will sing Just As I Am, and then we ask those who would like to be baptized that they come to the front so that we can pray for them. Please come to the front. Today, we will also pray for all who have it on their hearts and for what they need in their prayer requests, that they would like to come to the Lord. He is inviting today, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Come unto me, not unto a man. Every meeting in the name of the Lord, which takes place, healing, salvation, deliverance, everything can take place. Whatever the Lord purchased for us by dying for us on the cross of Calvary. God is faithful. God was in Christ and reconciled the world with Himself. Should somebody have it on his heart to come, please come while we sing again. If ye believe that this is the day which God made for you, make use of this chance. Come and we will pray for you. We will believe that God's help will be granted to you. All received it already by faith, a wonderful proof that God has spoken directly to each one and that all have heard the call and that all were helped Doesn't matter with what kind of troubles they have come. You have trusted the Lord, and He has given grace, and He has helped you. It's the best sign in a meeting when nobody comes to the front anymore, when all under the preaching, when all are hearing the word, when they receive it, when they bring it to the Lord, saying, Lord, you know my troubles. You know what I have to put off. To this, the proclamation is given so that the word accomplishes on the spot for what it was sent for. Now we pray for our brother and for our sister. Beloved Lord, you ever faithful God, bless our brother, bless our sister. Be with them in a special way. May this day be a special day in their lives. The covenant of a good conscience with God, with Christ being crucified, dying with Him, and by baptism being buried with Him, rising unto a new life with Him. Dear Lord, we thank you with all our hearts for this day which you have made a special day in the plan of salvation. Bless in New Zealand. The day started in New Zealand. In all peoples, tongues and nations, crown thy people with mercy and with loving kindness. Give also grace to the missionary trip which is ahead of us to Central Africa. Be merciful, O God, be merciful. Call the last ones out, O Lord. Yes, bless beyond what we can ask and beyond what we can understand. Brothers and sisters, let us continue to believe. Let us continue to pray. The time of the latter rain is very near. The manifestation of the power of God in the church will be manifested just as sure as the Lord promised it. Also in your prayers at home, may Zechariah 10 find fulfillment. Ask ye the Lord for rain in the time of the latter rain. That it not only happens here at the first weekend at this place, but everywhere on all of over all the earth. Because the last outpouring of the Spirit, the last supernatural moving of God, will happen on all of the earth. Everything we lay before the Lord. And please receive it and accept it. By the blood of the Lamb, the bride of the Lamb was redeemed and was ordained to have part in the first resurrection, taking part in the marriage supper. Receive this high calling, this election. Receive it, accept it. And then it's yours. Accept it by faith. May the Lord God give us all a certain confidence to know that God is watching over His word to fulfill it. To Him, to the God of Abraham, to the only God, to the true God, the living God, be the praise and honor. And we ask you also, beloved Lord, complete thy work with the church and then also with Israel. We are blessing thy people, Israel, in the name of the Lord. And blessed be the church of the living God in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Just remain standing a bit. We will ask our brother Gilbert that he prays for the missionary trip which is ahead of us. Our brother comes, of course, from the DRC, and there we will have many meetings. Everywhere the soccer stadiums are rented, and we are expecting that the Lord will bless in a mighty way. Then today we have Brother Kupfer. We ask Brother Kupfer to come and to also pray with us. May God give grace. But Brother Kupfer, please come. Brother Arben, be so kind and translate. Almighty God, Lord, we thank you with all our hearts, for you have spoken in a mighty way at this weekend. Lord, may you bless your servant. May you give him much strength for this missionary trip. For you are the one who sends him. And you have ordained him to distribute the spiritual food in our days. May your word go forth in a mighty way. And may those who shall be touched be touched, so that the last one who should come in, that he also comes in. Lord, you are the same. Lord, you have given the preaching, and you will also fulfill it. You are the God of promises, and you are also the one who fulfills his promises. Lord, we believe with all our hearts that Matthew 24, verse 45 to 47 is fulfilled before our eyes. Lord, you are the one who gave us the hunger and the thirst for you, for hearing your word. And you have given us food in due season. We thank you for the well-prepared table. Lord, you have revealed today the hidden things. We thank you for it. Great God, with all our hearts we thank you. And Lord, we believe that everything what does not happen by faith is sin. But you have given us a firm conviction concerning your word and concerning your promises. May this journey, Lord, be a success. Namely, that the faith of your people might be strengthened, and that the election is made sure, because, Lord, you are the same, and you are amidst of us. Lord, may you bless us there as you blessed us here. May you speak in such a mighty way there as you spoke to us in a mighty way here. Lord, we are witnesses and we are aware that your people are in expectation there. Lord, they are hungry and thirsting for you. And they are waiting for that what you have to say through your servant. Lord, may your presence be manifested there. For when you are present, then the victory is perfect. May the blessing come upon everyone. For you, O God, you are the one who speaks today. We are happy to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. Blessed and praised be thou. We all pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, the overcomer of Calvary. Amen. Remain here. Brother Kupfer, we ask Brother Forestieri to also come and that he also thanks the Lord. Highly praised be our God. It is a special privilege. It's a wonderful grace that we are brought together. Something happened in us. This is the truth of the Lord. We have said yes. He spoke to us. And he still speaks to us now. He promised it. We believe it. We have a great privilege. No one needs to teach the other. We all have been taught by God. We are in the same spirit, in the same boat. We want to let ourselves be prepared. This is our goal. We have the love of God. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. We just want to do what is well-pleasing to him. We have sung a song today. This has become so great to me. We have opened our ears and we believe it. And we say yes to every word of God. We love you, Lord, and you are loving us. What else could we do? We have sung in verse 14, showers of blessing. Showers of blessing. Praise and thanks be to you. We are here, Lord. We have heard what you said. In us, something happened. Something happened in us. By the Holy Spirit, we believe your word and we do accordingly. And we love the Lord and he loves us. And we want to do what he said. We want to let ourselves be prepared. Lord, you are just so wonderful. There is a growing. We are feeling the growing. We receive everything what you said. May your spirit rest upon us for the praise and glory of your name. For you alone are worthy to receive the glory. May all the sermons be alive in us. Lord, be merciful to us. We love him and he loves us. We thank him with all our hearts for every word which didn't just come into our heads, but which was sealed in our hearts. Dear brothers and sisters, we are all the same. We are all equal. Lord, help us all. We need your help. We thank you and we love you with all our hearts. And we are grateful for this message. And this brother who has a great responsibility rests upon him. But the Lord is with us. And we pray for him. And we love him. May he bless us. This is my prayer. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you. Brother Kupfer, we are very old friends since 30 years. And what the heart is full, the mouth goes over. Only prayer. His heart was full and he shared with us what was upon his heart.
Meraviglioso Padre Celeste, ti ringraziamo veramente.
No, in French. No, just a prayer in French.
Yes.
Seulement prière en langue française, s'il vous plaît.
Oui, notre Seigneur et Sauveur.
Our Lord and Savior, you have prepared the way for us that we can come to you. And now we can come to you. We have heard your word, and this word has fallen into our hearts, and you are sealing it in us. And it cannot be taken away. It cannot be removed. The word remains, and it will bring forth fruit. Be with your servant. You have called us that we walk together with you until we reach the new Jerusalem together. And this makes us happy. We are happy because we are one by your blood, by your word, and by your Holy Spirit. And this is happening now. And you are confirming your word. And you are making our hearts happy. And by in the coming days, you will manifest in your church what you promised. We are in your presence. This is a great blessing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your wonderful works. You are not changing. You are faithful in Jesus Christ. Keep your servant in the name and for your glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Lord be with you, and may he bless all in Italy. Today we sing two choruses. This is the day, and thou art with said, Amen. Thou art worthy. I command in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord that no spirit of error enters this building. That all who are entering this building, that they are filled with the spirit of truth and that they believe and get the word of truth revealed and that they are blessed with the blessing of the Almighty God in all peoples, tongues and nations. Also I, beloved Lord, I lay this journey before you. Tomorrow morning at 6:30 it starts, if you are giving grace to it. I lay this journey before you. Be in a special way with Brother Tati, with me, with us, with all the brothers, and with all your people. To you we lay everything before you. And we believe and know that you are making all things well. Blessed and praised be thy wonderful and glorious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Now we will ask Brother Schmidt that he makes the closing prayer with us. I just want to express here, we appreciate it that you are making this burden to travel this distances from all of Europe, even from England, to hear the word of the Lord. And by this the whole world sees that we are not that we are not sitting in a studio or preaching before empty chairs. No, that God is calling his people from all over Europe and that the last message accomplishes what God connected with it. May our visit from South America be blessed in a special way in our midst. Feel at home and be blessed in the precious and holy name of our Lord. God willing, I return from Africa for one day only, and then I will fly on the next day to Romania, Bucharest, to speak there on the TV and in several meetings, serving the Lord. This will be a month which will have a full program. Remember me in your prayers, that the Lord gives me daily new strength to preach his holy word, the last message, giving forth the last call. Our Lord is coming soon. And now, I take this opportunity, I make use of the opportunity, and I ask you, shall I take greetings from all over Europe to Africa? Amen. Great God, we thank you that you are still the same today and you are remaining the same. You have neither beginning nor end. Lord, we thank you that your word testifies of what you have done. We see it and we see that your word did not return void, because here are people. Here are people who want to give testimony, to walk in a good conscience. Give grace, Lord. Give grace to not do just something or to do some kind of habit. No, Lord, give grace that your name might be glorified through it. that you are coming to your right. We thank you for your holy word, which you have given us last night and today, and all the days which are behind us. You alone have given it. You alone are confirming it and are giving strength. Give to each one wisdom and strength to walk according to your word for the glory of your name. Lord, we thank you. Amen. And all the people say, praise, honor, and glory. Amen.